Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the globe, from around the universe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, musician, singer, songwriter, student, teacher, liver giver, wanter, desirer, podcast host. Cameron's the podcast facilitator, taking care of the techie side of this podcast. Thank you for joining us. This is where the podcast, we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible so you can ultimately show up as the better, more upgraded version of yourself and ultimately inspiring others to do the exact same, because that's what it's all about, living and giving and growing and showing and getting up, stepping up, and doing the best you can do on a daily basis. And sometimes the best isn't your best, but that's okay. That's part of the journey. That's part of being you. That's part of accepting life for what it is. But then, you know, knowing that on my most recent podcast, I talked about how, not podcast, but Instagram post was, things may happen to you, but it's not what happens to you. It's what happens in you. That's the most important, because you can't control the things that happen to you, but you can control how you respond to it. And that's where all the growth happens. Thank you for joining us. It is an absolute pleasure and privilege. I get so charged when I'm on this show, when I feel like I'm giving and I feel like I'm making a difference. Right before the show, I didn't have a lot of energy. What's up there, Queen? How you doing? What's up, Mary Pick 70 on Instagram, and the people on Facebook and the people listening to this actively and passively, whether working out, you know, on your phone, at home, at work, wherever you are. We're here to serve. We're here to give you the best of what I've learned in the past, you know, many years of study and just giving my best and my all to this life, that this is such a blessing. And for me personally, you know, before I went on the show, I didn't have a lot of energy, just because I've been going, literally, I'm not going to lie, I stayed up till midnight last night, which is not, you know, it's pretty late for me for the Raptors game. Unfortunately, the conclusion of the Raptors game, it didn't get what all Canadians are wanting so bad, and that is for a NBA Finals championship. But Thursday, we have one more game on Thursday, and I think Game 7 is coming back to Toronto if necessary. And my kids stayed up as well because they wanted to watch it. And you know what? It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And they were tired this morning. I was pretty tired because I still had to get up at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going, only got 4 hours sleep. But there's a point to this. The point is that I feel great when I feel like I'm making a difference. Notice how your energy goes up when you are not thinking about yourself and you're thinking about other people. And that's part of being extraordinary. And this is what this podcast, particular podcast episode is about, is being extraordinary. And before I get into that topic, I want to introduce my power partner, my friend, my colleague. We're going to, a great student of life, of spirituality, of success, of happiness. And he's been on this journey for a few years now, and he's grown so much. I've seen him grow as a human being. So thank you, Cam. What's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. I'm also happy. Happy, you're happy.
He's happy, I'm happy. And Instagrammers, he's not on Instagram because he can't go on Instagram. So he's happy, Instagrammers, and Cam is doing well. He's always doing well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, just tell him I'm doing real good.
He's
I'm excited
doing good.
For the show. I'm glad we're back.
Yeah,
and let's just get right into being extraordinary.
All right, we're getting right into being extraordinary. Thanks for that there, Cam. And I was contemplating in a meditation just recently about you know, living at ordinary levels of performance, of consciousness. And I've always been drawn to constantly growing and constantly making my life better. So, because I started to make the connection that why be ordinary when extraordinary is possible in your life? And extraordinary can mean so many different things. You look at the Raptors playing yesterday, and the best basketball players in the world are a great singer, or a great musician, or a great writer, or a great orator, or a great, you know, business mind, or whatever it is that you're looking at, a great cook. You know what? You can use those people that inspire you and that people that you admire to elevate you, that they inspire you, because what the word inspire means is to breathe life in to someone else. When you're inspired by them, they're breathing life into you. They are showing you, and then I remember one of my spiritual directors used to tell me this, when someone inspires you, you're inspired by someone's performance, or you're inspired by a human being's compassion, or whatever it might be, what it really is their spirit is connecting to you at a deep, they're tuning into you, they're breathing life into you, and they're reflecting a mirror image of your own greatness. that your greatness is available to you. In Jungian psychology, he would call that golden shadow. We've talked a lot about a dark shadow, but we deny our golden shadow, our greatness. A lot of times we see how they can be great and they can be extraordinary, they can be marvelous and outstanding, but then we deny those things in ourselves. They're great because you're making them great by telling them that they're great, and you're putting all your greatness onto them, but what they're really doing is inspiring you and putting a mirror in front of your face so you can actually see the greatness that's within you. So that's what it really means to be inspired, not just to be a source of inspiration, but to be inspired by somebody. I've been inspired by so many people. I'm inspired by my kids every day, by my wife every day, who has to live with a guy like me who's crazy and all over the place. And I'm inspired by, you know, my mentors and the people that I admire in the spiritual realms. I'm inspired by people that are taking the time to literally listen to this podcast, either on Instagram or on Facebook or wherever you're listening to this. Because anytime I hear someone that make a comment that, you know, emails me or messages me and say, hey, I listened to your podcast, that one really resonated. Wow, we're connecting. I inspired them and they're inspiring me because we're making a connection. And where two people can make that connection, nothing's impossible. So when it comes to being extraordinary, start looking at the areas of your life that you gravitate to and then you are naturally good at. Because oftentimes what you might see in others as great, and you might be inspired, you might admire and respect their talent or their gifts or their ability, they might actually turn around and go, hey, wow, you've been doing that for 10 years, or you've been playing guitar for 20 years, or you can play all those songs, or you can sing them. And you might actually deny your own greatness, but to them, you're great too. So it's time to take back your greatness, be extraordinary, and continue the journey onto extraordinary levels of happiness, of living, of giving of yourself to this world. Because as I said, you know, why go for ordinary when extraordinary is available to you? Why just live at a human level of consciousness when you literally can have access to God consciousness, when you can have literally access to deeper levels of wisdom, deeper levels of love, deeper levels of compassion for the people that are around you? And as you grow, as you live at a higher extraordinary levels of being, you then inspire and breathe life into the people around you. You raise the vibrations of the energy around you, and then you then inspire them. You then shine a mirror on their greatness, and you give them permission to be great. So your greatness is not just about your own greatness and your own extraordinariness, but what it does, it allows other people to look at it and go, wow, to look at themselves extraordinarily and go, well, I have extraordinary gifts. I've got extraordinary talents. What can I do with what I have? What can I do with the gifts I've been given? And, you know, I love that one quote that says something like, it says, you know, God's gift to you is your life, and what you do with your life is your gift to God. Something like that. God's gift to you is your life, and what you do with your life is your gift to God. And you know what? Let's switch the word from God to love, or people, or the allness of life, the people, your surroundings, the earth, whatever it might be for you. It's time to live at an extraordinary level. So here's the question I have for you people out there. You know, it's one question I heard from Jim Rohn. If you could do better, should you? Yes, right? If you could be extraordinary, should you? If it's available, and then I think the answer is yes. If you could be more loving, should you? If you could be more healthier, should you? If the next upgrade in your life is available to you, should you upgrade? Or should you just say, no, I'm not going to upgrade my life. I don't need to upgrade it, right? If the next upgrade in your phone is available to you and your phone's not working, you wouldn't hesitate to get rid of this old phone and then get the new phone that's going to be way more powerful, have greater functionality, you know, greater aesthetics, look better, and have greater graphics and what all. I don't know all that stuff about technology, but the point of the matter is that we're constantly upgrading our environment, but the biggest upgrade is in our own extraordinariness inside of us. That's why meditation and contemplation, I'm always talking about that. And it doesn't have to be, you know, sitting on a mountain for an hour, you know, humming and hawing. It could just mean you just sitting in nature and just taking in the surroundings and contemplating a tree and going, wow, How on earth does a tree actually go into the soil, bond with the soil and the light and all the nutrients and elements from the air, the water, the earth and the sun come together and create this amazing tree? But what's amazing about that is we look at an amazing tree or an amazing mountain or amazing ocean or an amazing painting, or we listen to an amazing song and we walk by and listen to those things and we see those things, yet we don't see the greatness in ourselves. We pass by all those great things that we are beneficiaries of, yet we pass by God's greatest creation, and that is us and our ability to create and co-create and make better and to sharpen our skills and to give of ourselves. You know, anything that's been done can be done better. Anything that can be, the computer, the cell phone, a chair, a car, they're always making it better. So in order for you to live at extraordinary levels of consciousness, of action, of thinking, of mindset, of perception, of belief patterns, whatever it might be for you, it takes constant and never-ending improvement. It takes constant and ever-ending desire to want to just not just be better, but to give more of yourself to this world. Because the better you are, the better the world is. Because a better world will create better people will create a better world. Any thoughts there, Cam?
No, I completely agree that... It's very important to lead by example, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I'm surrounded by a person who recognizes their own magnificence, recognizes their own greatness, mm-hmm. it's attractive. It's really nice to be around.
Yes.
And
yes.
You kind of just look at them and want to be their friend.
Yeah.
Don't leave. You're awesome. I like being around.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're confident and charismatic. And,
yes.
They know that they... Just what I said. Yeah, they recognize their own greatness, and that's just such an attractive thing, you know.
It is, and I have to say, for the Instagrammers out there that didn't hear, Cameron's just saying that you're always drawn to people that are great. You're always drawn, and it's almost like you're being magnetized by their greatness, but not in such a way because they're egoic great, and that has something to do with it, of course. But when someone that's great has humility, has charisma, has class, right, and character, and is willing to listen to you and talk to you, I mean, that is one of the greatest gifts that, I mean, I got from Wayne Dyer too. I got to meet him live, and it was he was the most humble guy in the world. Like, it was crazy. Like, you think that guy, one of the greatest spiritual teachers, you know, in the past 10, 15, 20 years, or even 30 years, you know, he was so humble, and that he lived it and breathed it. And he was such an amazing human being. And I always find that's part of extraordinariness, is that, you know, as you grow, I often say to people, cockiness says that I am great, end of story. Confidence says I am great and so are you. Let's be great together. Let me inspire you, let you inspire me, and let's inspire the world to be great together. Let's bring out the greatness in others. And that's what leadership's all about too. Leading, as you said, lead by example, lead your extraordinariness. I mean, just for me personally, I'm at a stage where my kids are, you know, 10 and 7 right now, and I want to lead by example as best as I can as a father, as a parent. And what greater role can you give that you have, where you have an opportunity to lead by example by being extraordinary yourself and bringing out the extraordinariness in your children, into your friends and family, the people you work with, and then elevating them, guiding and stepping aside, guide and step aside, guide and step aside. And you lead by example first. As it says, one spiritual teacher said, you know, if you must read the gospel, and if you must use words. Again, use your actions, use your habits as a clarification and an example of your extraordinariness, because you are extraordinary. So for the people that are listening to this, you have it. And I know there are people out there listening, and because I was one of them, where these speakers would say, oh, they would speak power into me. And then I would leave and go, yeah, but they don't know me. Yeah, they don't know my past. Yeah, but you don't understand the circumstances that I'm in. Trust me when I say this. There is greatness in you. There's extraordinariness in you. You can't, you know, as it says, it's overused that in the spiritual realms. God would never create junk. You have talents. You have gifts. You have abilities beyond anything that you have. You just haven't applied yourself for the most part. But if you were to just get a desire, get an objective, get a purpose, hold on to something where the purpose is drawing you closer to something great and big because you're inspired by something great, man, that inspiration will bring it out. Have you ever, everyone's had this sense where they were aligned. Everyone has had this sense where they were inspired by something or someone, and what, and all of a sudden, synchronicities, the right people show up, the right words show up, the right song, you start to hear, you start to feel, and you almost have this, like you're in this zone where miracles start to happen. Everyone has had that. That it may not be as long as for some, but we've all had levels where we're like, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a while, and boom, they call 2 seconds later. Or, oh, I never haven't heard that song in a while, and all of a sudden it's on the radio. You know, and so we've all had moments of that. And when you're aligned with that, you can create absolutely anything in your life, abundance in relationships, in mindset, in ideas, in insights, in opportunities, whatever it might be, in health, whatever it might be. And I'm a living embodiment of it. And that's not to boast or to brag. It's because I've lived this for the past 20 years. And even in my down times, even in the times when things aren't going the greatest, or I don't feel the greatest, or in the winter time, I feel like, you know, the SADs come on, the seasonal affective disorder. I, by the way, have reframed seasonal affective disorder to SAD, seasonal affective divinity. I don't call it disorder anymore because it's not a disorder. It's a divine gift that the God within love has given me so I can express my greatness. I can express greater compassion and love. You know, I often love the question, you know, I often ask people is that, you know, what's one thing in your life that inspired you the most, or the time in your life in your past where you were, if you were to look back, that particular moment or a circumstance changed your life or shifted the course of your life. And I'd say 9 times out of 10, you look back and go, it's that time when I was going through a very tough time, a death in my family or the loss of a job or the loss of a house or a loss of a limb or whatever it might be. And it's the worst time possible. But man, if you look back a year or 2 years ago and you go, wow, that was the toughest time of my life. But man, I wouldn't have traded that in because man, did I grow? Did I discover my own extraordinariness, my own greatness through those tough times? And I've had many of them in my life, like many of the people listening to the show have had. We've all had tough times. We've all been through tough circumstances, but man, those are opportunities to grow. Those are opportunities to look inside yourself and be extraordinary because you deserve to be extraordinary. This world needs you to be extraordinary because it's not just about me being extraordinary. It's about me inspiring you to be your version of extraordinariness so you can shine the light, so we can literally shine so much light on this dark planet and this evil planet that's literally on radio airwaves and news. They just love just spreading negativity and evil. If you look at the news right now, turn on the news, there's something about war, there's something about politics, there's something about economy or something about the world. I'm not saying deny that, but the more you listen to that and watch that, it's draining your life force almost. I'm not saying deny it. What I'm saying is that you acknowledge that those are bad times. Those are bad things that are happening in the world. But then you look inward to yourself. So how can I make this world better then? How can I be a better example of that? And that's where living an extraordinary life is all about. Man, I go off on a rant. I haven't been on the show in a while. And before I was on the show, I had no energy. But look at me. I got all this crazy energy now. I know I'm crazy. And I just want to give to you the best of what I know. And when I leave this planet, it'll live in you too. Amen there, Cam. Amen.
Amen. Great show, man. That was actually really inspiring because I think a lot of people will not admit this, but we're all extremely selfless. And what you're saying, which a big part of what you just got done saying was when you are extraordinary, when you recognize your greatness, the world becomes great. The people around you become great, you know? Oh my gosh, it might not be like that 100% of the time, but deep down, it always, always helps.
Yes. Amen, brother. Amen. I think this was, I want people to reflect. Every time I talk to someone, truthfully, this is my primary intention when I talk to people, whether it be on the show or one-on-one or having a coaching session or whatever it is. I don't care who it is. I want to bring out the best in people by loving them where they are, by acknowledging their hurt and their pain, but then shifting that pain and moving upwards, using the pain, not just letting the pain use you, but letting your suffering, using your pain so that you can sharpen. I mean, how is a diamond formed, right? I remember my mentors, he put his hand like this, and he means like, how does a diamond formed right now? He said, between the crust of the earth and through great pressure and heat. He goes, yes, a diamond wouldn't be as much and as great unless it went through the pressures and the heat and the billions of years of creating that. You are a diamond being formed by all the pain that you, and the suffering and the heat and the pressure that you go through. And it sucks, it hurts, it's hard. But man, you start peeling away the layers, man, you're a priceless gem, you know what I mean? So everyone, you have a diamond within you. It's time to express that diamondness. It's time to express that greatness and extraordinariness. So thank you for joining us on the show. And for there was someone on the show here on the Instagram. She talked about on another show. Actually, messaged me about the cacao nibs, and we can chat offline off this podcast, and I can certainly give you the knowledge that the answers that you're looking for. So thank you for your comments and your kind comments. The one person on Instagram, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this right. OMG, Anthony deserves bigger following on Instagram. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you. God bless you. I love you very, very, very much. And Mary Picks, who's always on the show, as well as Queen Bee, she's always supporting the show, and the people on Facebook and Cameron for supporting the show and helping me spread this message of hope and love and courage in the world and faith. So thank you for joining us on this show, and we love you, and we continue to serve you as much as we can. So to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless, guys.